تمنى دلس رخصته جاي أبيت وعجا أبيت خلوته جاي إيك تمسيك يا محابته جاي سعر دنيا سي عداوته جاي يا سهيس دل کی پترت ہو گئی آرزو جو کی وہ حسرت ہو گئی جو میری اونی تھی حالت ہو گئی خیر ایک دنیا کو عبرت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ابے تو آجا ابے تو خلوت ہو گئی دل میں وہ داغوں کی کثرت ہو گئی رونما ایک شان وحدت ہو گئی گئے پہلو میں رات ہو گئی چل گئے اٹھ کر قیامت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ابے تو آجا ابے تو خلوت ہو گئی عشق میں ذلت بعزت ہو گئی یہ فقیری بادشاہت ہو گئی سوگ میں یہ کس کی شرکت ہو گئی بزم ماتم بزم عشرت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ابے تو آجا ابے تو خلوت ہو گئی ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئی ساری دنیا سے عداوت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ابے تو آجا ابے تو خلوت ہو گئی ابے تو آجا ابے تو خلوت ہو گئی ابے تو آجا ابے تو خلوت ہو گئی
poetry from Haja Sansab Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was one of the senior khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Saif Ali Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. The first opening couplets, Har Tamanna Dil Se Rukhsat Ho Gayi, Ab To Aja Ab To Khalwat Ho Gayi. These ash'ar, when Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayh heard them, he was so affected by these words that he said, if I had 100,000 rupees, then I would have gifted it to you today. Because these words, they are so much in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is given this opportunity, he is gifted this type of ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein he realizes that everything around me is worthless. The only thing worthy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all such a condition.
Amen.
And he says that, Har tamanna, I do not have any desire left. I do not want anything else. There is nothing I want, no ambition, no hope, no wish. The only thing I want is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should all aim for this. This should also be our condition. Today's gathering, it is a gathering of the glorious Quran. What makes it special? Because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was someone else's word, it would not mean anything. So today's gathering is also in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we perform our salah, that is also a symbol of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the more love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have, the more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have, the more elevated we will become, the more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will become. And for this, one very major part is that we adopt the company of those who are already close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important aspect in order to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that have already treaded the path, they already know how to get there, they know the direction, they know how to navigate through the troubles of this world. Company of such people, it will help us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our today's guest, Hazrat Maulana Saleem Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala, we are fortunate to have such a person, not only in today's gathering, but living within the same city as us, to be living within the same area as us. Those that have had the opportunity to look at Hazrat's life, one thing they will find is that the fikr for deen, the yearning for deen, the drive for deen, the effort for deen, when we study the lives of our pious predecessors, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many resemblances in our respected guest today with the pious predecessor of the past. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a personality has been gifted to us, and it is our responsibility to take benefit and to gain closeness to deen, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the expertise of such a person that 24 hours a day they are only thinking about deen, thinking about propagating deen, thinking about how to better the of others. Any gathering, you will find that our Shaykh is only ever talking about deen. Being a family member, I get opportunities wherein he is away from the public. Even in family gatherings, the only thing Hazrat ever talks about is deen. Night and day, just deen, deen, deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give myself the tawfiq to benefit from our respected Hazrat, and thereafter all of our gathering here today as well, inshaAllah. I call upon our respected Hazrat to come forward and enlighten the gathering with his precious words.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the glorious Quran, هذا كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك. This is a Mubarak Kitab. This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the glorious Quran, like many other verses of His ultimate book, introduces the Quran. He says, هَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. We have revealed this book. So revealer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilayka, we have revealed this book to you. So the one to whom the book is revealed is none other than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the revealer. The one to whom the book is revealed is our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the kitab and the book which was revealed is Mubarak. It is full of barakah. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. Revealer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book revealed is mubarak. It is blessed. It is glorious. It is mubarak. It is glorious. Qaf wal Qur'an al Majid. It is a glorious kitab. It is a blessed kitab. Saad wal Qur'an dhil dhikr. It is a kitab, it is a book full of advices. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the book. The book is mubarak. The book is glorious, the book of full of advices, the book is full of honor, innahu laqur'anun kareem, it is a book full of honor. And it was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam visited our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. I have turned upside down the easts of the earth and the wests of the earth. That means, through the qudrah and through the power given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to see and study each and every human. Allah has given me that qudrah. And through the qudrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, I was able to see very carefully each and every individual that Allah has created, including the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the cream of humanity. Because Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam was responsible to convey the wahi sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every Nabi, from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam until the last messenger, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was able to see the cream of humanity. He was able to study the cream of humanity. He was able to observe the akhlaq and the behavior of the cream of humanity. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam was in a very good position to make judgment and pass his judgment. So he says, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِكَ الْأَرْضُ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. I have turned upside down the whole world, and through the qudrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me, I was able to observe each and every individual. And what is my conclusion? فَلَمْ أَرَ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My eyes has not observed anyone more virtuous than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala. Do alam se bala hamare Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Below Allah, above everyone. Above Adam alayhi salam, above Nuh alayhi salam, above Dawud alayhi salam, above Sulaiman alayhi salam, above Musa alayhi salam, above Isa alayhi salam, above everyone. Above Jibreel, above Mikael, above Israfil, above Israel. In the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one more virtuous than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda se to kam, only below Allah only, above everyone else. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala, do alam se bala hamare Muhammad. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything in this world, anything in the hereafter. It is for this reason a person will not be able to praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as he is worthy of praise. Lafz bebas zuban hai mazur, mujhse zikr rasool kya hoga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lafz bebas, I cannot find the right words to praise him. Lafz bebas, I cannot find the right words to praise him. Zuban hai mazur, my tongue is disabled. When I decide to talk about my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I feel that my tongue has its limitations and it cannot fulfill the right of praising my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lafz bebas, zuban hai mazur. Lafz bebas, I cannot find the words. Zuban hai mazur, my tongue is disabled. Mujhse zikr rasul kya hoga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will I be able to make mention of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Talking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like crossing an ocean which does not have a shore. How can a person cross an ocean which does not have a shore? So the poet says, lafz bebas zuban hai mazur, mujhse zikr rasul kya hoga, na kinara ho jis samandar ka, wo samandar ubur kya hoga. That ocean that does not have a shore on the other side, how can I cross that ocean? It is not possible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the most virtuous individual in his creation for the revelation of his ultimate book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal Quran to Adam alayhi salam or Musa alayhi salam or Dawud alayhi salam. No. Allah waited. Allah waited. Sahne chaman ko apni baharon pe naz tha. Jab wo aaye to sari baharon pe chha gaye. Sahme chaman ko apni baharon pe naz tha. Jab wo aaye to sari baharon pe chha gaye. The garden with various flowers was proud of its contents. the garden. Sahle chaman ko apni baharon pe nazta. Look at this flower and look at this flower. Look at this flower. Look at this flower. So there were approximately 124,000 flowers in the garden of Nubuwwah. And each flower had its unique fragrance and each flower had its unique color. But when came the final flower in the garden of Nubuwwah, sahle chaman ko apni baharon pe naaz tha, jab wo aaye to sari baharon pe chha gaye. When the final flower came in the form of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he surpassed the fragrance of every flower and he surpassed the color of every flower. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the revealer. He is Rabbul Alameen. He is Ahkamul Hakimeen. He is Ala Kulli Shayin Qadir. He is Sami. He is Basir. He is Hakim. He is Khabir. He is Aziz. He is the Khalik of the whole universe. He is Hayy. He is Qayyum. He is the revealer. And upon whom was Quran revealed? Upon the best of the creation. Best of the creation. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Best of the creation. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who was the medium between Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best of the angels. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ descended with the Quran. Jibreel, His name is Ruhul Qudus, his name is Ar-Ruhul Amin, his name is Jibreel, he has various names. Nazala bihi Ruhul Amin, Jibreel, Ar-Ruhul Amin descended with the Quran, ala qalbika, upon the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Litakuna min al-mundhirin, so that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can become a warner, he can become a Nabi, he can become a Rasul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best Nabi for the revelation of the glorious Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best angel to bring this revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best month, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best night of the best month. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We have revealed the Quran during the night of Qadr. During the night of Qadr. The Quran was first transferred into Allahu al-Mahfuz. The whole Quran was recorded in Allahu al-Mahfuz. So the first hafiz of the Quran is Allahu al-Mahfuz. The whole Quran was transferred into Allahu al-Mahfuz. And before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole Quran was transferred from Allahul Mahfuz, which is on the seventh heaven, to Baytul Izzah, which is on the first heaven. So when one copy was in Allahul Mahfuz, another copy was transferred into Baytul Izzah. So two copies. And this transfer from Allahul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah took place during the month of Ramadan, during the night of Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And then when the revelation began, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came for the very first time, and he revealed the beginning verses of Surah Alaq to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. That was also in the month of Ramadan during the night of Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Best Nabi is chosen for the glorious Quran. Best angel is chosen for the glorious Quran. Best month is chosen for the glorious Quran. Best night is chosen for the glorious Quran. And best part of the world is chosen for the glorious Quran. Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. O my Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a book, a blessed book, which we have revealed to you. So here the Quran has been introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada kitabun, this is a book, a blessed book. So the book is blessed. Anzalna, we have revealed it. Who? We have revealed it, ilayka, to you. And after introducing the book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions the maqsid and the objective for revealing this Quran. Why have I revealed this book? Why have I revealed this book? فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. So that you may do two things. You may carry out the do's and you may abstain from the don'ts. This is the gharz of the Quran. This is the maqsid of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first introduces the kitab. Thereafter he mentions the maqsid and the objective of revealing the Quran. And the maqsid and the objective is so that fattabi'uhu, you may follow it. That means you may follow the good things in it. You may follow the do's. Do this, do this, do this, do this. You may follow the do's. وَاتَّقُوهُ, and you may abstain from it. That means you may abstain from the don'ts that Allah has mentioned. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do that. لَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near zina. This is a don't. أَقِيمُ السَّلَا. Perform salah. أَقِيمُ السَّلَا. Perform salah. وَآتُوا الزَّكَا. Give zakah. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Complete hajj and umrah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the do's. These are the do's. فَمِنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْهُ. Fast in the month of Ramadan. These are the do's. And the don'ts. لَا تَقَرَبُ الزِّنَا. Do not even go near zina. Do not even go near adultery and fornication. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا. Do. Be good to your parents. This is a do. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Worship your creator. And number two, be good to your parents. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ. Do not even say oof, oof to your parents. Do not do anything and do not say anything that will cause the least inconvenience to your parents. To the extent that even if oof, the word oof causes pain to them, do not even say oof. La taqul lahum, don't. La taqul lahum oof. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not show resentment. Do not show anger. You may not get angry, but do not show resentment. Do not smash the door. Do not close the door with a heavy hand. لَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not turn your face away from them. Don't. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And speak with sweet words. Say good words to them. Noble words. Do. So the Quran is full of do's and don'ts, do's and don'ts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the maqsid of revealing the Quran. What is the maqsid of revealing the Quran? To carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts. And in order to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, every person with average intellect will be able to understand that in order to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, a person will have to understand the message of the Quran. If a person does not understand the message of the Quran, how will he carry out the do's? How will he abstain from the don'ts? And in order to understand the message of the Quran, he will have to read the Quran and he will have to listen to the Quran from other people. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, so read the Quran yourself. Read the Quran yourself and try to understand the Quran yourself. If you have the ability, A person who cannot understand the Arabic language does not have the ability. A person who understands the Arabic language but does not have the sciences, he has not studied the sciences that are necessary to understand the tafsir of the Quran, he also does not have ability. It is like a person who can read and understand the English language, but he has not studied medicine. So he will not have the ability to understand books written on medicine. Despite understanding the English language, he may have done a PhD in the English language, English literature. He may have done a PhD in English literature. He may have done a PhD on the works of Shakespeare. But if he has not studied medicine, he will not be able to read the books written on medicine and he will not be able to interpret it correctly. We will have to refer to a doctor who has studied medicine. So similarly, somebody who can understand the Arabic language, but he has not studied Sharia. He has not studied the sciences that are necessary to understand the glorious Quran. He will not have the ability to interpret the Quran. So those people who have the ability to understand the Quran, understand the tafsir of the Quran, they should read the Quran and understand the Quran. And thereafter carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. And those people who are unable to understand the Quran themselves because they do not know Arabic or because they have not studied the sciences that are necessary to understand the Quran, they will have to listen to other people, those who have the expertise, the ulama. They will have to participate in the durus of the Quran, or they will have to study the books written by reliable, authentic ulama who have expertise. And understand the Quran, and after understanding the Quran, they will have to carry out the do's and the don'ts. So Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Quran is being recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, listen very carefully. Listen very carefully, because when a person listens very carefully to anything that is being read, that is being recited, or that is being said, then a person will be able to understand the message. So when the Quran is recited, when you are reciting the Quran, then recite it with lot of attention. Try to understand it if you are able to. And if you are listening to somebody else recite the Quran, and you are able to understand the Arabic language, or you have studied the sciences that are necessary to understand the Quran, then listen very carefully. وَأَنْسِتُ, and remain quiet, silent. Do not talk when the Quran is being recited. So that you are able to understand the message of the Quran. And when a person will understand the message of the Quran, he will be able to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. And when a person carries out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, what will be the benefit? After mentioning the maqsid and the objective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the benefit. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَا, this book we have revealed to you, it is a book full of blessings, and we have revealed it so that you can carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Why? What will you get at the end of the day? لَأَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you will be showered with mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be showered with mercy in this very world. You will be showered with mercy at the time of death. You will be showered with mercy in the grave. You will be showered with mercy on the day of Qiyamah, at the time of reckoning, at the time of resurrection, and then at the time of reckoning. You will be showered with mercy on the Pul Sirat. And you will be showered with mercy, and you will be granted entry into Jannah forever and ever, where Allah will continually shower His mercy upon you for eternity. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ, we have revealed this book to you, it is a book full of blessings. Why? So that you may carry out the do's and you may abstain from the don'ts. And before carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts, it is necessary to read, listen and understand. So we have revealed this book to you so that you may read, you may listen, you may understand, And thereafter you may carry out the do's and you may abstain from the don'ts, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you are showered with mercy. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the other place? وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Quran is being recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, listen to it very carefully. وَأَنْسِتُوا, and become silent, remain silent. Why? So that you are able to hear, you are able to understand, and thereafter you are able to practice, carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. And there again Allah says, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا وَاي لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you are showered with mercy. Mercy is showered upon you. In this small verse from the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very comprehensively introduces his book. Thereafter he mentions the objective of his book, and thereafter he also mentions the benefit of this book. Let us, my friends, make a firm resolution that from today we will make this objective our goal. Inshallah we will read the Quran. Inshallah we will understand the Quran. We will read the Quran, we will understand the Quran, and we will understand the Quran through correct sources and correct method. We will not try to understand the Quran through translation only. No, through translation, a person cannot understand the message of the Quran. He cannot grasp the full message. Even the ulama who have the expertise, by only reciting the translation cannot grasp the full message of the Quran. Even the ulama, they have to refer to the books of tafsir. So those ulama who desire to impart the dars of the Quran in the masjid on a weekly basis, and when they do, before they come to the masjid, they refer. They do not just go through the text of the Quran because they know Arabic. No, they do not only go through the translation of the Quran. No, they refer to the books on tafsir, and thereafter they come to the masjid and they give the explanation of the Quran. The responsibility of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was twofold. Responsibility number one, to convey the words of the Quran. And responsibility two, to convey the tafsir of the Quran. His responsibility was not only to convey the words of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the Quran to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that you memorize the Quran and pass it on to the Sahaba, and then leave it to the Sahaba to interpret it, and let the Sahaba pass it on to the Tabi'in and leave it to the Tabi'in to interpret it, and so on. No. The responsibility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were twofold. One was to listen very carefully to the words of the Quran recited by Jibreel and memorize it. And number two, also, where necessary, listen to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam's commentary, which was passed on by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he would only listen to the words of the Quran, and thereafter Allah would inspire upon his heart the commentary of the Quran. In the initial stages, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go into much inconvenience when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam would arrive. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that his responsibility was to make sure that he learns each and every word of the Quran without a single mistake. So Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَكَانَ مِمَّا يُحَرِّكُ شَفَتَيْهِ, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would frequently move his lips and move his tongue. When a person desires to memorize something, when he desires to remember something, then he moves his lips and his tongue. He repeats the numbers, he repeats the words that he desires to remember. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would descend and he would recite the first verse, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, and Jibreel would continue reciting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam had to pay attention to two things. Number one, to repeat the verse that he has already heard, And whilst repeating and trying to memorize the first verse, he was busy listening to the other verse. So Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq has already been recited. So he is busy trying to Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, 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 Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And at the same time, simultaneously, because Hazrat Jibril is not stopping, and he is reciting khalaq al-insan min alaq, so he is listening to the second verse also. And this used to put him in a lot of stress. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not bear to see his beloved in stress. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw this condition of his Nabi, he sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam with these verses in the very initial stages. لا تحرك به لسانك لتأجل به. When my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel comes to you with wahi, with revelation, and when he recites the verses of the Quran to you, do not move your tongue and your lips. Do not move your tongue and your lips. لتأجل به, so that you may learn it very quickly. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Why? Because any member of your ummah who desires to become a hafiz, he will have to move his lips and tongue. Because it is his responsibility to memorize. As far as you are concerned, it is not your responsibility to memorize. It is our responsibility to make sure that whatever Jibreel recites is in your memory. Inna alina jama'ahu. It is our responsibility to gather each and every word and each and every letter and each and every sentence in your heart and mind. It is our responsibility. Inna alina jama'ahu. And thereafter, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam leaves, it is our responsibility to make sure that you recite the Quran just as Jibreel had recited to you. Don't worry, don't take stress, tension. Inna alina jam'ahu. It is our responsibility, number one, to put together in your heart and mind each and every sentence, each and every ruku, each and every surah, each and every letter of the Quran. Don't worry, you will never forget. Wa Qur'ana, and thereafter, it is our responsibility that when the time comes to recite, whether immediately or later on in salah, we will make sure that we recite the Quran correctly. It is our responsibility. Now that it is our responsibility, do not move your lips, do not move your tongue in order to try to memorize. What should you do now? فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ. When we recite to you, بِوَاسِطَةِ Jibril, through the medium of Jibril, when we recite to you, that means when Jibril comes and he recites to you, فَاتَّبِ قُرْآنَ. فَاتَّبِ قُرْآنَ, you follow the recitation of Jibril. Hafid ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِ قُرْآنَ means فَاسْتَمِ قُرْآنَ. You very carefully listen to what Jibreel is reciting and follow his recitation. And remain dignified, in a dignified manner, become silent, pay full attention, listen to the recitation of Jibreel, and automatically, we will put that portion of the Quran to your memory. And thereafter, summa inna alayna bayana. Do not worry about this tafsir. Because it is our responsibility, to make sure that you explain the verses of the Quran to your ummah as well. Tafsir is upon us as well. Summa inna alayna bayana. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two responsibilities. One was to convey the words of the Quran. Number two, convey the tafsir of the Quran. So he conveyed the tafsir of the Quran to the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain. They conveyed the tafsir of the Quran to the Tabi'in. They conveyed the tafsir of the Quran to the Taba Tabi'in. And until today, when generation of ulama convey the tafsir of the Quran to the coming generation of the ulama. And inshallah, this will continue until the day of Qiyamah. So Allah has preserved the words of the Quran, and Allah has also preserved the tafsir of the Quran. So a person who is a non-alim cannot pick up a Quran and read the translation in Gujarati or Urdu or English or in any other language and say, this is my opinion. No, it is not permissible. It is not permissible. It is not permissible for somebody who does not have the expertise to explain the verses of the Quran. He did, even after explaining the verses of the Quran correctly, he will be sinful in the eyes of Allah. If a person without the expertise was to sit down with the Quran, and after reading verses of the Quran and reading the translation of the Quran, if he was to interpret the Quran with his own opinion, with his own intellect, and coincidentally that commentary was correct, still he is sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who says this? A mufti says this. Muftis say this. Ulama say this. No. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala fil Qur'an bi ra'yihi. One who says anything in regard to any part of the Quran with his own opinion, he has not learned tafsir from ulama with his own opinion. This is my opinion. This is what I think. This is what I think. One who says something in regard to the Quran with his opinion, fa'asaba, and coincidentally he was correct. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, despite that faqad akhta, he has made an error. And he will be questioned in the day of Qiyamah. Why? Allah will say that you were correct, but you did not have the authority to interpret the Quran. Why did you do something that you did not have authority for? It is like a doctor. If you have a doctor, somebody who is pretending to be a doctor, someone who is pretending to be a doctor, and he sits in a surgery, and he begins treating people, and coincidentally, he cured the first person, and the second person, and the third person, fourth person, 100 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people. And after curing successfully 100,000 people, no error made. The authorities were alerted that there is a person here who is practicing as a doctor, but he is not a graduate of any university. And he stands in the court and he says that I have treated 100,000 people. And no one has died. Nothing has happened. What will the judge say? The judge will say that, fine, coincidentally you have cured these people, but you did not have the license to behave as a doctor. So you are guilty. Guilty for doing something that you are not supposed to do. So similarly, if a person interprets the Quran or interprets a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without license, without authority, without the expertise, despite being correct in his interpretation, on the day of Qiyamah he will be questioned and he will be seen as a guilty person. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two responsibilities. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in his tafsir, Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala was from Qurtuba. In Arabic is Qurtubi. Very great mufassir. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala. Every alim, whichever school of thought he belongs to, benefits from the tafsir of Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala writes an incident regarding Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that a person came to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu and he said, O Amirul Mu'minin, after the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Amirul Mu'minin, there is a portion of the Quran, or there is a verse from the Quran which I cannot understand. Can you please explain to me? As I said a few moments ago, that even the ulama have to refer to tafasir or the scholars when the mood arises. All the time, the tafsir of the whole Quran does not remain in the heart and the mind. So, coincidentally, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was asked about that portion of the Quran which the tafsir of which he could not remember at that precise moment. So he declined to comment on that verse. Allahu Akbar. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr, he was expert in the Arabic language. It was his mother tongue. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Eloquent in the Arabic language. When we read his khutubat, his sermons that he gave after he became the caliph, one can understand the eloquence that Allah had given him in the Arabic language.
But despite that, he could not recollect the tafsir that he had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what did he say at the time? He said that I cannot comment on this verse or on these verses because I cannot remember the tafsir. And thereafter he said, أَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُذِلُّنِي وَأَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي إِذَا أَنَا كُلْتُ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. He said, أَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُذِلُّنِي, which heaven, which sky will give me shade? وَأَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي, and which part of the earth will give me refuge? If إِذَا أَنَا كُلْتُ, if I was to say something in regard to a portion of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I do not know. So if I say something that I do not know, and if Allah becomes happy with me, then what will give me refuge? What will give me protection? The heaven will not be able to give me protection. The earth will not be able to give me protection. None of the creation will be able to give me protection. Therefore, it is best for me to remain silent. So the likes of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu would remain silent. So what we need to do, my friends, is to understand the objective of the revelation of the glorious Quran. And the objective is to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. And in order to do that, we need to read the Quran. We need to understand the Quran through authentic, reliable tafasir. There is so much junk outside as well. Nowadays, especially in social media, on YouTube, on Google. Now, we have to refer to those ulama that we are aware of. There are dozens of ulama, alhamdulillah, in Leicester, throughout the UK, and in every locality, you will find a dozen, two dozens, a good three dozen. Refer to that alim that you are inclined to, that alim that you have faith in, and ask him that I would like to study tafsir in the English language, or in the Urdu language, or in the Gujarati language. Can you please refer me? Can you please guide me to that tafsir which is good for me, which is appropriate for me according to the level of my understanding? And if we are unable to read, if we don't have the time to read, then at least participate in one verse of the Quran per week. Alhamdulillah, every masjid in Leicester has the durus of the Quran. The imam impart durus of the Quran. The more we are able to participate, the more better, alhamdulillah. But if we are unable to, because we are very busy, then at least participate in one verse of the Quran. One verse of the Quran, and go wherever you want. If you are able to participate here, in your local masjid, alhamdulillah. In your other local masjid, alhamdulillah. So that as a result of our gathering in the verse of the Quran, we will encourage the imam to study more and to carry on with the verse of Quran that he is already imparting. Wherever we feel inclined, at least once a week we must participate in the verse of the Quran, so that we may listen carefully and we may understand the do's and the don'ts of the Quran, and as a result we are able to practice the Quran. We are able to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Imam Mujahid rahimahullahu ta'ala, he is the student of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And Imam Mujahid rahimahullahu ta'ala was a great mufassir. He was a great mufassir. You will seldom find, where there is a difference of opinion, you will seldom find a place where the mufassir will not quote his opinion. That Imam Mujahid says this, Imam Mujahid says this, Imam Mujahid says this. And he was not only a mufassir. He was a great alim. Well versed in the field of hadith, well versed in the field of fiqh. But his main expertise was tafsir. And in those days, people would not take out just 6 years, go into a madrasa, graduate, and end of the story. No. They would continue studying. And they would study from various asatiza, various teachers. Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, Ibn Zubair, all the great personalities of the time. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, throughout his life, he took hadith from 1,080 muhaddisin. He went to 1,080 teachers to take hadith. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, he took hadith from 1,080 muhaddisin. And he visited all the major cities of Bilad Islamiyah. And he himself says that I cannot remember how many times I went to Baghdad and I went to Basra. I cannot remember. So many times, because I went to Baghdad, I returned to Medina Munawwara again, and then I was informed that there is another muhaddith in Baghdad, so I went again. At the age of 16, he had acquired the ulum, all the ulum that the ulama possessed in Bukhara and around Bukhara. At the age of 16, he had taken all the ahadith from the muhaddithin of Bukhara and those living around Bukhara. And at the age of 16, with his mother and with his older brother Ahmad, he went to perform Hajj. And after performing Hajj, he said to the mother and he said to the brother that both of you return to Bukhara. I will stay in Makkah Mukarrama. At the age of 16, alone, I will stay in Makkah Mukarrama and I will benefit from the muhaddithin in Makkah Mukarrama. And he remained in Makkah Mukarrama for 2 years. And full time job was only one. Taking hadith. And after 2 years, when he had acquired all the ulum from all the muhaddithin of Makkah Mukarrama, he traveled to Madina Munawwara. And he remained in Madina Munawwara for a couple of years. And he took ahadith from all the muhaddithin of Madina Munawwara. And then when he completed taking the ulum from the ulama of Makkah Mukarrama, ulama of Madina Munawwara, he started going to other places. And he visited 1,080 shuyukh. From 1,080 shuyukh he took ilm. So Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, he took ilm of tafsir not only from Ibn Abbas, he took ilm of tafsir from Ibn Umar and other sahaba and other tabi'in also. But only from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, how much tafsir did he study? Only from one ustad, Ibn Abbas. Imam Mujahid says that I studied the tafsir of the whole Quran only from Ibn Abbas 30 times. 30 times. I have studied the tafsir of the whole Quran from Ibn Abbas only. I have studied from other mashayikh also, Ibn Abbas only, 30 times. And Allah Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says that walaqad rubbama ta'alatu alal ayatil wahidati miyata tafsiratin. Allah Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says that during the study of tafsir, I came across certain verses of the Quran where I was not satisfied. And when I was not satisfied, I referred to this tafsir. Not satisfied, I referred to another tafsir. Not satisfied, I referred to another tafsir. Not satisfied, I referred to another tafsir, another tafsir, another tafsir. And Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah, he knew the Arabic language, but no, you have to refer to the tafsir. And he said that sometimes, in order to understand one verse of the Quran, I referred to 100 tafsir. 100 tafsir. And he says that when I was unable to fully grasp, sometimes you grasp something, but inside you don't feel comfortable. You feel that, you still feel the thirst, that something missing. So I studied 100 tafsir in order to understand only one ayah, and he said that I used to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in loneliness, in seclusion, and I would say, Ya mu'allima Adam wa Ibrahim allimni. I would weep and I would say to Allah that, oh, the teacher of Adam, oh, the teacher of Ibrahim, teach me also. Give me ilm also. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will attend at least one verse. Maulana Junaid Sahib, Maulana Ishaq Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten their hearts with more ilm and more amal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit the ummah through them more and more, and may Allah increase them in their ages. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the ummah the tawfiq to benefit from them also. My friends, benefit from their durus. Whether it's Darsi Hadith or Darsi Quran. And at least once a week, whether it's Masjid Nur, whether it's Masjid Falah, whether it's Jami Masjid, whether it's Masjid Umar, at least one Dars per week. So let us try to understand the Quran. And whatever we understand, let us try to practice. And where we find ourselves weak, let us turn to Allah and say, Oh Allah, give us the correct understanding and also the ability to practice the Quran. If we understand the Quran, practice the Quran on an individual base, Allah will grant us honor on an individual base. And as a whole, the community as a whole or the ummah as a whole, if we were to understand the Quran and practice the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us honor on a collective basis. Now this is the solution to the problems of the Muslim ummah. Let us correct ourselves to the Quran.
let us read the Quran. Let us also make this resolution that inshallah on a daily basis we will recite the Quran also. And how much should we recite? How much should we recite? Minimum. Minimum. Daily inshallah in the morning Surah Yasin Sharif. And if we recite Surah Yasin Sharif daily, who will benefit? Allah or we? Inshallah we will benefit. The one who recites Surah Yasin early in the morning, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudhiyat hawa'ijuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him to fulfill all his needs of the day. So Yasin Sharif in the morning. Before going to sleep, minimum. Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Those people who recite Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Suratul Mulk daily, Allah will save them from the punishment of the grave and horrors of the day of Qiyamah. And if they are able to recite Suratul Waqiyah also, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Suratul Waqiyah de kulla laylatin lam tusibhu faqatun. One who reads Suratul Waqiyah daily, poverty will not come in his house. So inflation, recession will not bother him because of Suratul Waqiyah. So Suratul Waqiyah will guarantee us peace in this world because of rizq. And Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda will guarantee us peace in the grave and peace on the day of Qiyamah. And Suratul Kahf every Friday. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who reads Suratul Kahf every Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the fitna of Dajjal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith that the greatest fitna to come upon my ummah is the fitna of Dajjal. So we can deduce from this that the person who reads Suratul Kahf every Friday, Allah will save him from every fitna inshallah. And for those of us who are finding it difficult to read the Quran in the initial stages, those of us who are busy or lazy, these are the only two reasons why we would not recite the Quran, either busy or either lazy, then let us begin with Surah Yasin in the morning and Suratul Mulk in the evening. And after 6 months, let us incorporate with Suratul Mulk Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And after another 6 months, let us incorporate Suratul Waqiyah also. Those of us who find Suratul Kahf very difficult because it's a long surah, let us begin with one ruku. One ruku this Friday, one ruku the following Friday, one ruku the following Friday, just one ruku, the first ruku. And once we get the hang of the first ruku, then after about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, let us begin to recite two rukus, and then three rukus, and then four rukus, and then five rukus. Inshallah, by December, we will get the grip of the whole of Suratul Kahf. Let us make a firm resolution. So Surah Yasin every morning, Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqiyah before going to sleep, anytime after Maghrib before going to sleep, Suratul Kahf every Friday, and daily one juz from the glorious Quran for the Mul Huffaz, and three juz from the glorious Quran for the Huffaz. One juz for the Mul Huffaz, three juz for the Huffaz. If the Huffaz recite three juz daily, they will complete the Quran in 10 days, and they will never be able to forget the Quran. And the Mul Huffaz, minimum they should recite is one juz. If one juz is difficult today, make one juz the goal and begin with three quarters, or begin with half, or begin with quarter, or begin with one ruku, or begin with one page, or begin with half a page, or begin with one verse. Begin with one verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And close the Quran if you want to. The following day, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ar-rahmanir rahim. And after ar-rahmanir rahim, if you feel like reciting, carry on. If not, then close the Quran. The third day, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Quran is so sweet that inshallah within weeks you will begin to recite at least a quarter. Start somewhere and make a resolution that daily inshallah we will read. Daily we will begin from Suratul Fatiha and we will take it all the way up to one mass on a daily basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to recite the Quran. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to understand the Quran from authentic sources. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these young boys who have put in a lot of effort. They should be congratulated by all of us, lot of effort, because they go to school all day and then during the evening they come into the madrasa. And may Allah accept the young boys, may Allah accept the teachers also, may Allah accept the management also, may Allah accept the families also, may Allah accept all those people who were a source of encouragement for them, and may Allah keep their hearts enlightened with the words of the Quran until they breathe the last. And may Allah also enlighten their hearts with the ulum and with the knowledge and with the sciences of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the beacon of light for generations to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of their barakah, grant all of us acceptance, grant all of us forgiveness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering today and make it a means of forgiveness for the whole ummah, make it a means of salvation for the whole ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant such opportunities again and again in this masjid, in all the masajid, to these families, to all the families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this world with afiyah, with comfort, on the straight path until we breathe our last. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us all in Jannatul Firdaus, making the reckoning and the pul sirat easy for us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
آمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألف لام ميم
ألف لام
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
هدى للمتقين
هدى للمتقين
صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم بعيد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا يا مسرف القلوب يا مسرف القلوب يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب يا مقلب القلوب يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تهملنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء وترك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم أذهب الباس رب الناس اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى
صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبعد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنا مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما, يسر و سهولت کا معاملہ فرما, عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما, عدل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما, جلد و امان کا معاملہ فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم خطا کار ہیں, ہم سیاہ کار ہیں. الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے, الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے, الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے, ہمیں بھی معاف فرما دے, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بھی معاف فرما دے, ہمارے اہل و عیال کو معاف فرما دے, بھائیوں کو بہنوں کو رشتے داروں کو معاف فرما دے, محبین محسنین کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین پوری امت کو معاف فرما دے, پوری امت کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے اپنوں کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے پرایوں کو معاف فرما دے, سب کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین سب کو معاف فرما دے, سب کو معاف فرما دے, چھوٹے بڑے ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین استقامت کے ساتھ صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین تیری مرضیات پر چلا دے. الہ العالمین تیری نامرضیات سے حفاظت فرما. یا رب الرحیمین اپنی محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت عطا فرما, ان کے طریقے کی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا رب الرحیمین شیطان اور نفس کے مقاصد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا رب الرحیمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما, رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما, رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. قبر کے عذاب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, قبر کے عذاب سے حفاظت فرما, قبر کو جنت کے باغوں میں سے باغات بنا دے. الہ العالمین جہنم قیامت کے دن کی ہولناکی اسے حفاظت فرما, اپنے عرش کے سائے کے نیچے جگہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین حساب کو آسان فرما, حساب کو آسان فرما, حساب کو آسان فرما. نامے اعمال دائیں ہاتھ میں نصیب فرما, صراط کا معاملہ آسان فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, احکم الحاکمین جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, اے حی و قیوم جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما. جنت الفردوس میں انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کے رفاقت عطا فرما. اے رب الرحیمین ہم میں جو پریشان حال ہے, پوری امت میں جو پریشان حال ہے, ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور کر, مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, فقر میں مبتلا ہے انہیں غنا عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بے رشتہ ہے انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جن رشتوں میں رکاوٹیں ہیں ختم فرما, جن رشتوں میں ناچاکیاں ہیں الہ العالمین محبت سے مبدل فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے انہیں غنا عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں, انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین سعادت نصیب فرما, شقاوت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ایمان کی دولت کی حفاظت فرما, کفر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, توحید کی حفاظت فرما, شرک سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. ارحم الراحمین خلوص کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین نفاق سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. ارحم الراحمین عزتیں عطا فرما, ذلت سے ہم سب کو بچا لے. الہ العالمین صحتیں عطا فرما, بیماریوں سے ہم سب کو بچا لے. الہ العالمین علم عطا فرما, جہالت سے ہم سب کو بچا لے. الہ العالمین راحتیں عطا فرما, پریشانیوں سے ہم سب کو بچا لے. ارحم الراحمین رزق میں برکت عطا فرما, تنگیوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. ارحم الراحمین وسعت والے مکانات عطا فرما, گھر کی تنگیوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین محبوب بنا دے, محبت کرنے والا بنا دے, مقبوض بننے سے حفاظت فرما, بغض کرنے والا بننے سے حفاظت فرما. ارحم الراحمین ایمان والی موت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین برے خاتمے سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین تیرا قرب نصیب فرما, تیری بارگاہ سے دوری سے ہمیں ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین جنت الفردوس نصیب فرما, جہنم سے ہمیں پناہ عطا فرما. ارحم الراحمین دنیا اور آخرت کی خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کے شر سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. ارحم الراحمین جن بچوں نے آج قرآن مجید کی حفظ کی تکمیل کی ہے, ارحم الراحمین انہیں موت تک ایک ایک لفظ کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین انہیں قرآن مجید کے علوم و معارف سے بہراور فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں قرآن مجید کے علوم پر عمل کرنے والا بنا. الہ العالمین انہیں اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں امت کے قائدین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں ماں باپ کے لیے, خاندانوں کے لیے, اساتذہ کے لیے, منتظمین کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے, پوری امت کے لیے ہدایت کا, مغفرت کا, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے. ارحم الراحمین جو سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے. الہ العالمین امت میں جو بڑے بڑے حضرات گزرے ہیں, جو بڑے بڑے حضرات موجود ہیں, الہ العالمین وہ بھی تو کسی زمانے میں ان کی طرح ننے مننے چھوٹے سے بچے ہی تھے. الہ العالمین اس وقت کسی کو کیا خیال ہوا ہوگا کہ مستقبل میں جا کر امت کے قائد بنیں گے. الہ العالمین ان بچوں کو بھی امت کے قائدین میں شامل فرما, امت کے قائدین میں شامل فرما, امت کے قائدین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین ان کے ماں باپ اور ان کے رشتے داروں اور ان کی اساتذہ کی عمروں میں برکت عطا فرما, تاکہ ان کی الہ العالمین دنیاوی اخروی خوشیاں دیکھ سکے. ارحم الراحمین قرآن مجید کی برکت سے ہماری مغفرت فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہماری زندگیوں میں تبدیلی پیدا فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے مقدر کو بدل دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے مقدر کو بدل دے, ہمارے مقدر کو بدل دے. الہ العالمین ختم قرآن کے موقع پر تیرے بندے, تیری بندیاں بہت ذوق و شوق سے شریک ہوتے ہیں, اس لیے کہ انہیں تیرے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے وعدے پر یقین ہے. تیرے محبوب نبی نے فرمایا تھا کہ جو بھی ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں کرتا ہے اس کی دعائیں قبول ہو جاتی ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم بھی بہت امیدیں لے کر آئے ہیں, اگر تو نے میرا مقدر نہ بدلا, بتا پھر یہ کامل نظر کس لیے ہے؟ اگر تیرے دیوانے یوں لوٹ جائیں, یہ گھر کس لیے ہے؟ یہ در کس لیے ہے؟ الہ العالمین بہت امیدیں لے کر آئے ہیں, ہماری دنیا بھی بنا دے, ہماری آخرت بھی بنا دے, ہماری زندگی بھی بنا دے, ہماری موت بھی بنا دے. الہ العالمین مادی اعتبار سے بھی ہمیں مستغنی کر دے, روحانی اعتبار سے بھی ہمیں ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما دے. الہ العالمین ایک ایک کو اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما دے, جو سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے. الہ العالمین شیطان اور نفس کی چنگل سے ہمیں چھڑا لے اور ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر ڈال دے. ہمارے ظاہر کو بھی درست فرما دے, ہمارے باطن کو بھی درست فرما دے. ارحم الراحمین اس مسجد میں, اس مدرسے میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما, اس کو ہر شر سے محفوظ فرما, ہر آفت ہر بلا سے اس کی حفاظت فرما, ہر فتنے سے اس کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین برے پڑوسیوں سے اس کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین اس کو پورے عالم میں ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین علم دین کی حفاظت, علم دین کی اشاعت کا مرکز بنا. یہاں کے ائمہ, یہاں کے اساتذہ, یہاں کی استانیوں کے علوم میں, فیوز میں, خلوص میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما. یہاں کے منتظمین کے خلوص میں, ان کی صلاحیتوں میں, ان
کی صالحیتوں میں، الہ العالمین ان کی نیکیوں میں، ان کی تگ و دو میں الہ العالمین خوب برکت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین ان کی اتفاق میں بھی اور مزید برکت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین یہاں آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما، اس بستی کے ہر گھر میں پنج وقتہ مسلی پیدا فرما، ہمارے پورے لیسٹر میں جتنی مساجد ہیں، جتنے مدارس ہیں، جتنے دارالعلوم ہیں، جتنی اسکولیں ہیں، جتنے دینی ادارے ہیں، الہ العالمین سب کی حفاظت فرما، سب کی عبادت فرما، سب کو اتباع شریعت کی توفیق عطا فرما، سب کو منہج اکابر پر رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین سب کو آپس میں شیر و شکر بنا دے، ایک اور نیک بنا دے، الہ العالمین ایک اور نیک بنا دے، اتفاقی اختلاف اور انتشارات سے جماعتوں کی، جمعیتوں کی، مساجد کی، مدارس کی خوب حفاظت فرما، یہ ارحم الراحمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما، شرور سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما، الہ العالمین بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما، بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما، بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما، پریشانوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جو موت کے قریب ہے انہیں اس میں خاتمہ نصیب فرما، جو انتقال کر چکے ہیں ان کی مغفرت فرما، مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما، ہماری کی اسلامیہ کو سرخرو بنا دے، ہماری کی اسلامیہ میں برکتوں کو عام فرما، رحمتوں کو عام فرما، ہمارے اس ملک میں بھی برکتوں کو عام فرما، رحمتوں کو عام فرما، نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما، امن کو پورے عالم میں عام فرما دے، یہ ارحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے، لکھا ہے، جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں، جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے، جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں، محبت رکھتے ہیں، خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ، اساتذہ، مشائخ، دوست احباب، حاضرین مجلس، شرکائی مجلس، سبھی کے تمام جائز دین مقاصد کو پورا فرما، آپ کے اس جلسے کو بے انتہا قبول فرما، شرکا کو بھی قبول فرما، جن جن لوگوں نے اس کو کامیاب کرنے کے لیے جس طرح کا تعاون کیا ہے سب کو قبول فرما، ماؤں اور بہنوں کو بھی قبول فرما، جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم آمين وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وبرحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.